Okay, folks, welcome to Coffee and Colossians on Monday. If you're listening to this on the Ask podcast, this is the first time we put this out as a podcast, and it will go out as a podcast every day. Coffee and Colossians is basically a way of looking at the Bible, and we're putting it on the Ask podcast because it's about asking questions and having these questions answered from the Bible. So real world questions, real word answers is the slogan. And it's on YouTube as well, of course. That's where we've been doing it. The advantage of it, of course, on the podcast is you don't have to look at my face. But we've been going through Colossians chapter 1, and these little bites, you might think, they're not satisfactory. Well, do you know this? You'd think, how can there be so much that's so relevant to us? That's what I've been finding. I mean, we're now at verse 25, and I think this is the 41st one we've done, which is really quite remarkable. This one's a bit personal for me as well. This week, I think we've got some just great stuff, but the question being asked this week is, why should we listen to Paul? Why should we listen to me or to any preacher? Is religion not just something that people have made up? Isn't everyone's opinion equally valid and all that kind of stuff? Well, Paul says no. He says he was commissioned as a servant. This is what he says: I've become its servant, the servant of the church, by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. So here's the important thing. Paul had a commission to make known the word of God in its fullness. It's not his message. It's actually not his method. It's not his manner. You know, I love that. The message, the mission, and the methods all come from God. And that's what he's saying. Now, there's a real importance in this. Dick Lucas says it's by the truth of the gospel that the church is formed, sustained, and equipped. Without a satisfactory ministry of the word, the church must either wither and die or assume more or less grotesque forms. Now, you have to be very careful what's being said here, because there are people who will state their opinion and state their opinion as if it was the word of God. At times, of course, I will state my opinion, but please don't take it as the word of God. The only time this has any effect, I'm not arrogant or narcissistic enough. I am arrogant and narcissistic maybe, but not enough to think that sitting and recording my thoughts is of any benefit to anybody. What's of benefit is God's word, and that's the thrill of it. And actually, when you've got that commission and you understand it, it really releases you from an enormous amount of pressure. I don't need to make the word of God relevant. It is relevant. So let me explain it in a personal way as well for me. Now, I could tell you how I became a minister, and that's a separate issue. But there was one incident in my life. I almost died. I was in hospital in 2011. I was coming out of a coma. I would come from the ICU. I think I was 7 or 8 weeks into it. I was in the high dependency unit, and I'm lying at night with tubes everywhere. I was still nil by mouth, had nothing to eat for weeks. And it wasn't a voice, but it wasn't just a feeling. I don't know how to describe this. I don't think I've ever spoken about this before, in public anyway. There was a couple of things I believe God told me. One I'll keep quiet about. The other was simply this: you will get out of here. And it was then I realized how seriously ill I'd been. It hadn't struck me. I'd been in a coma most of the time. You'll get out of here, and whether it's for 5 months or 5 years or 50 years is not your business, it's mine, but you must teach my word. I've never forgotten that, and that's been the basis of what I've been trying to do. And to be honest, in all the failures and everything else, it's that what sustains me, because it's the word of God, not my word. And that's what Paul is saying here, isn't it? So he's saying he didn't choose it. And then look at the message he has to teach. He has to teach the full Christ. I love Sinclair Ferguson's book of that. Now that means, very simply, there's no place for lazy ministers or undisciplined believers. Lazy ministers who can't be bothered. finding out what the Bible actually says and just come up with cliches and memes and something they learn in college over and over and over again, who get ChatGPT to write their sermons. No. Or undisciplined believers. And what I mean by that is believers, we have to discipline ourselves to hear the word of God, to listen. He who's got ears, let him hear. And there's certainly no place for those who deny the Bible as the word of God. I think of just one example, Karen Armstrong's book, The Bible, which is still in mainstream bookstores, but it's utterly useless because it denies the Bible as the word of God. What we need is effective and dynamic preaching in the power of the Spirit, as Paul said to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1, 4-6, how we know that the gospel came because it didn't just come in words, it came in power, in the power of the Spirit. This is the message. The Bible is the message of God. It's the message that gives us the fullness of Christ, the Word of God in its fullness. And he's commissioned to it. I think the church needs that. Because, believe you me, it's very easy to be a religious teacher and to be a narcissist or a Pharisee or to be full of yourself. This podcast does not work if you go away and think, I'm brilliant. I can't even imagine how anyone could be stupid enough to do that. But if we go away saying, God's word is brilliant, Christ is brilliant, that's the point. God gave me that commission. I hope and pray, that's what Paul says, that's what those of us who are preachers can say, and I hope and pray that you will receive the word of God in its fullness, whether you listen to it on the podcast here, reading it yourself, which is what I would absolutely recommend, whether you hear it preached in more detail, whether you're watching it on YouTube or whatever. May God bless you, and may you know the certainty that this is the word of God, not the word of man. God bless you, and see you tomorrow. Bye.